back to the very vexed question of what it's like to have a parent who you know doesn't love you like a parent should. Louise is in Rochester. Louise, what would you like to say?
Hi, James.
Hi, Louise.
I never thought I'd ever ring you because you scare me, but,
I can't scare you.
No, I mean, you know, you're so sort of intelligent and you sort of scare me. You've spoken to my daughter, but, I'm having a really bad day today.
Oh, my love. Don't take all the time you want.
And, 2 weeks ago, my, birth mother died.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I had nothing to do with her, really. She left me when I was 4.
Really?
But, for some reason, I don't feel sad that I never went to the funeral because I wasn't wanted at the funeral because she had eight children in her life. We're all messed up one way or another. But because I'm quite an outgoing person, even though I don't sound it now,
yes,
I am an outgoing person and I'll always make jokes because I think that's the way I counsellor have told me in the past.
Yes.
Is that it stopped people from really getting to know who I am. So I keep people at arm's length.
This is what we've heard from the other callers, isn't it? Because you just sort of don't want to put yourself in anybody else's hands, as it were.
I feel my daughter has phoned you before and you really spoke to her lovely and she actually likes you, but I just feel
inside. Don't say it like that. She actually likes you. Like it's a big surprise, Louise. There are a few people who do, you know.
I know, and I've spoken to other people, but you just seem to sort of be so intelligent.
Stop now. You make me feel silly. So
I just feel, James, that I just feel so alone, even though I have a really good partner at the moment. I just feel I can't break down and talk to him, so I tend to wait till he's either at work or I'm upstairs. I send my daughter texts to tell her that I love her, and I think I do it too much because...
You can't love her too much, can you, Louise?
I mean, I don't know, James. My mother never liked me. Out of all the eight children, when she was dying, out of all the children, she only wanted to know one of them.
Well, more fool her.
I mean, she left me when I was 4, and I know I'm 49, and I know I should be over it, but now I've had
cancer. Why should you be over it, Louise?
Because I just feel as if people say, oh, God, you're talking about that again.
God, that's like, imagine a house with no foundations. And then people get cross that it blows around in the wind, eh?
And I envy you at Christmas, James.
Well, you wouldn't if you knew the full picture at the moment, my love. But that's a conversation.
Because you love your children so dearly.
But so do you.
I love my daughter. I couldn't live without her, James. And that's another thing I seem to be thinking. If anything happened to her, I'm waiting for something to happen to her. So I feel I can get over how I'm feeling because I feel like I'm on an edge all the time.
Did you feel like this before your mum passed, before your birth mother passed away?
Yeah, I felt that I was at a very bad end, and you know, very bad depression after I had my daughter because my her father wasn't around, and
no,
I thought, you know,
course.
Big Louise, I can sort of do it myself, and it doesn't matter what people think, and of course I keep doing it, keep working, keep doing it, and then at the end when I'm on my own, I mean, she's got a relationship now, and he's lovely, and she's really happy, but I don't want to pull her down, James. She's just finished university, and she's got a really good job, and she's such a good girl, and I'm so proud of her, but I just feel like sometimes I can't live without being with her.
Because
I just don't know what else to do, James. I've had counselling, sometimes I just don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you've just told me a few things there that sound, to my untutored ear, to be cause for happiness and celebration. Well, think how she's grown up, knowing that her mum loves the bones off her. Already she's had a much, much better start in life than you had. That's something you can be proud of, and that's something you can be delighted by. And you will never take away the pain that you suffered when your mum left you, but you look at what you've managed to build in its place, Louise, and you look at what you've managed to become, and you look at the fact that you've got a partner who loves you and who you love, and that you've got a daughter who, well, frankly, is lucky to have you. Don't you?
I do think that, James. I do think that, and I think I'm really lucky. And then something seems to come over me, and I think, well, I don't deserve it, and I'm waiting for something bad to happen. I was fostered as a child as well. My foster mother wasn't a wonderful woman, but she died 2 years ago. But I feel guilty about not being there for her because she was more of a mother than my birth mother.
Why should you feel guilty? You can't be in several places at once.
I know.
Can you? It sounds to me that you've been blaming yourself for what your mum did for the best part of 44 years.
I know, yes.
Haven't you?
But it wasn't until my daughter was four that actually hit me what had gone on, because I thought, hang on a minute, I was left at four. I couldn't leave. I couldn't have left my daughter at four. I'd rather kill myself than leave my daughter at four.
Well, what does that tell you?
It makes me better. But then, James, I think to myself, right, even now, would she be better off if I wasn't here?
Would she be what?
Would she be better off if I wasn't here? Because all I seem to do is, to everyone that meets me, they like me because I'm strong, you're this, you're funny,
hey,
but
listen,
when I'm on my own, I'm not.
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes.
I'm a bit like that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well,
I can turn it on like a tap when I have to. I can do the old life and soul. But I've had a rough week, Louise. I'll be honest with you, but you are both of those people. You're the person who cries alone, and you're also the person who lights up a room. You're allowed to be both of those people. And I have heard, in the 8 years I've been doing this job, I've heard a lot of nonsense, my love. But I'm not sure I've heard any nonsense on the level of you suggesting that your girl would be better off without you. That could just be the winner when it comes to nonsense that I've heard on my radio show. All right.
Yeah, thank you for talking to
me.
Well,
you talk more, because people will listen. And because you, Louise, deserve it.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And look after yourself, and look after your daughter. And let her look after you, and let your partner look after you. And let me know how you get on. This is LBC 97.3. Just a brief moment. Some of you will know that I unexpectedly lost my dad last Monday. Thank you so much for your messages of support. They've been quite overwhelming in so many ways. It also perhaps will put into context the conversation I had with Louise half an hour ago. Take care. And if you do have parents still with you, give them a ring after the show. Tell them how much you love them. This is LBC 97.3. I'm James O'Brien.